A small group of protesters displayed a lighted message over I-275 near 22nd Avenue North in St. Pete, saying, "Abolish class society," in honor of what's also known as May Day.
It's a celebration of the working class and, you know, the struggle for the abolition of class distinction.
That's Occupy Tampa's Jake Vignes. May Day is celebrated in 80 countries worldwide as part of an international labor movement, but the United States celebrates its Labor Day the first Monday in September. May 1st, instead, has been dubbed Loyalty Day in the U.S.
They also called French fries Freedom Fries. I don't know if that stuck either, you know?
Overpass Light Brigade demonstrations have become popular among protesters because the giant illuminated messages can reach more people during rush hour traffic than a typical roadside sign waving. Large cardboard signs are punched with holes and then Christmas lights are put through them, spelling out messages. Nick Windholds has helped organize several Light Brigade demonstrations in both Hillsborough and Pinellas counties.
This is International Workers' Day. This is when the rest of the world stands up for workers' rights, and it never gets covered on the news. So we're out here trying to bring attention to May Day.
Activists also favor the lighted protests because they're easy. Only three people showed up to this demonstration, but Occupy Tampa's Vignes contends that doesn't water down the message.
We can have a protest out pretty much instantly with zero organizing. Like, it doesn't matter if there's, like, three people or 100 people. Like, it's basically just a lighted sign. It's nice for people to show up, because if the cops show up and say that we can't have things affixed, we can always just hold them ourselves.
Activists search for new ways to draw attention to May 1st every year. There are two May Day celebrations planned today. In St. Pete's Williams Park, activists will host an evening of music and poetry from 4 until 9, where organizers will also hand out clothing to people who need it. But Vignes said so far, the Overpass Light Brigade protests seem to be a way to make sure the demonstrations aren't broken up by police.
Around this time last year, we actually tried to do a banner drop. We basically went to do it like over closer to downtown. As soon as we dropped the banner, like the cops pulled up behind us and made us put it away. But now we basically found like a loophole, something that looks way better.
Still, protesters have had some issues with police officers while setting up signs on overpasses. On U.S. 301 over I-4, police hovered near protesters, telling them to physically hold the signs instead of tying them to the chain link fence with bungee cords. And in the location in St. Pete where Vignes and others demonstrated today, officers have previously tried to disperse protesters over parking issues.
There's like a gravel lot we park in next to this abandoned building. Nobody really knows who owns it. Last week they brought out like a school resource officer to like try to kick us off the property when a few people were parked there. And they didn't know who owns it. They have to make inquiries, apparently.
Vignes said this might be the last overpass Light Brigade demonstration for a while because it's no longer dark during rush hour. He said protests like this one will continue in the fall. Another May Day demonstration in downtown Tampa's Centennial Park tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 will focus on immigration. Since 2006, May Day demonstrations in the U.S. have emphasized immigration reform. Activists nationwide are continuing that trend today as Congress considers legislation that would provide a pathway to citizenship. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.